flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, honey, that did not take long. How many days have we been into our summer break? And already we have been over to Summit Orthopedics. Mm-hmm. Twice. Why? Because my son Andrew, who does not play football, decided that he was going to play football with his friends. He does not know how to properly hold a football. He's 17 now. The last time Andrew played football, he was 5. He might have been 4. He didn't enjoy it then. I don't know why he would want to try to do it now. And so, we had to test out that United Healthcare insurance. Yeah. Because he came in the house after just playing, and they don't want to be quarterback, so he holding and throwing the ball. Well, somebody ran into him, had an accident, hit the ground, went and took an X-ray over at Central Pediatrics with Dr. Morrissey, and they said, "Yep, you got 3 places where the bone in your pinky finger is broken. Here's a referral. Head on over to Summit Orthopedics in Woodbury, over by the Byerly's." Is it Byerly's? No, that is Jerry's, right off of Radio Drive. So we go over there, and he's got all kinds of stuff for his fingers, and we may have to have a surgery, and we've got some pain medication. He's going to be moving into the college dorm without 2 hands, which means mama's going to be doing some heavy lifting. So I'm looking at the other 3 kids, and I'm like, look, I need y'all to stay safe this summer. I bought gripper socks because I don't want them sliding around the house and falling. We got a new no running policy. I'm trying to do what I can, but I need some safety tips. We were at a little theme park in Kansas City this past week. We went on a little mini vacation celebrating Andrew graduating from high school with honors before the kids start summer school and he heads off to college. A little family bonding. And it was pretty hot in Kansas City. The first day we got there was like 101 degrees. And the kids really wanted to be out there and be in the sun and ride all the rides. It was our first time going. So they were excited. But I think I either touched Daniel or I hugged him. And his whole body was hot. And I looked at his face. And he was beet red. And I was like, okay, we got to get back to the RV because I think we're overheating. And the kids don't want to drink water. They want to eat ice cream. I'm like, no, we got to stay hydrated. And I don't even know if milk is a good thing. So, you know, it's just all these things that you don't think about that we need to make sure as parents and especially as grandparents. I know we got a lot of grandparents listening and I need y'all to hear me good. These kids, their bodies they're not built like our bodies. Okay, your regular children, we could stay outside all day on our bicycles in this heat. Okay, these kids, they got like 15 minutes before they about to have a heat stroke. I'm gonna need y'all, grandparents, I need y'all to hear me and hear me well. We have to give y'all and us tips to keep these kids safe this summer. Last summer, I let my kids go to my mama's house. And I was so excited because for the whole month of June, it was just supposed to be me. I was going to have a hot girl summer. I had lost 18 ounces. I was not going to have any children. And so I was planning on meeting men whose name I didn't know and go out dancing and having a good time with them and doing things that you do when you don't have kids with men that you meet on the first date. And my mama called me and she said, Daniel's very lethargic and I can't seem to wake him up. So I hopped on the flight in the middle of the night. I went and got Daniel. She let him stay outside in Houston in June all day. And when the kids wanted to come back into play, she was like, nope, y'all go outside, ride your bikes, do your sidewalk chalk, do your bubbles. Y'all not going to be running in and out of here. Well, my kids are overheated. My little Minnesota munchkins, they can't do that 102 degree heat with humidity in Houston for 8 hours a day. She let them kids in to eat lunch, put them back outside. They came in, had a snack, put them back outside, and then they came in for dinner. I went to when Daniel got home, I had to take him to the emergency room. I didn't. They said it's just the heat, Miss Brundage. I said obviously they don't know what they talk about. So I took him to his regular doctor. He said, Shaletta, it's just the heat. I took him to another doctor. He said, Miss Brundage, do you know that the heat will kill you? So needless to say, my parents will be going to take the kids to Houston in like December. When it's only 80 degrees, because my kids, they're not built like that. And so I wanted to make sure that you weren't just getting these tips from me, right? This is just what I've experienced with my kids. But the summer safety is so important as grandparents and caregivers and even parents, take their kids out, have new routines, start doing some new things. You've got to be careful, and I don't want anything to happen to anybody's grandchild. So I need y'all to listen up, because I have asked Dr. Abigail Miller, she's the chief medical officer for UnitedHealthcare of Minnesota, to join me on the show. She's here courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Dr. Abigail, now I just can't thank you enough for taking time off from your Saturday to hang out with me. So let me start by saying thank you.
Oh, Shaletta, you're so welcome. I'm so happy to be here with you today. It's, you know, as you said, it's a cool Saturday, but we know that heat's coming.
That heat is coming. And listen, we think about it. We hopped in that RV and we headed to Kansas and we know the weather's going to be nice. We're like, okay, it's not going to be raining, so we'll be good for the theme park. But we didn't think about those temperatures and how our kids are not adjusting well to those extreme temperatures with regard to the heat.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So we know that kids' bodies do not handle the heat like an adult body does. They tend to get overheated faster than we do. They get dehydrated faster than we do. So it's really important to watch out for those signs.
Okay. And so what are those signs? Because, you know, one of the things that I saw when we were in Kansas City at the theme park is that there were a lot of other RVers and they were grandparents. And this was their like outing, and they had like, it was two elderly people with one of them had six kids, and they were like looking at me like, can you please take them for a little while? We just need a nap. It was, I pretty much adopted the children in the RV next to me because the grandparents were just overwhelmed. What are some of the things that we can look out for? Because like I said, we stayed outside all day. Like, we did not come in until it was time to eat. And sometimes we ate on the porch. Like, mama was a housewife. She wasn't a stay-at-home mom. She was a housewife. She was married to her house. She was not worried about them kids. So y'all go outside and play, ride y'all bikes, go get some activities, head to the park, go to the library, whatever. And you know, it was just so new and different for her to realize that my kids just can't handle this kind of heat in Houston.
Yeah. So you're right. So things that parents and grandparents should be watching for. So one of the first signs that we're getting dehydrated is actually going to be thirst. Our bodies are really good at telling us when they need water. So thirsty, drink when you're thirsty. And water, that's going to be the thing. Remember, your body is 80% water. So when people ask me, you know, what should I drink? water is going to be best. For young children, obviously, if they're still, using breast milk or regular milk, you know, that's important too for kids, especially for those growing bones. But water, especially once kids are getting a little older, water is going to be key. Sports drinks. Everybody asks me about sports drinks because they have electrolytes, but they also have a lot of sugar. Those sports drinks are formulated for adult bodies. And so really, I tell people water is going to be best.
Okay.
If you have a picky child, we know there are a lot of kids out there. They want that sort of sweet flavoring. They want fruit flavor. It's okay to add a little fruit juice to the water.
Okay.
That's going to be just fine as well. Yeah.
Okay. So, that sounds good. So what about the sunscreen and protective clothing?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I was slathering it up on my kids. And sometimes people think, well, you know, especially, you know, the grandparents who have mixed race grandchildren, they aren't sure if they need sunscreen when they have darker skin.
So sunscreen is really important for everyone. So I will tell you that between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., that is when the sun has the highest level of UV. Again, that UV is that damaging rays. That's the stuff that, you know, causes damage to the skin and can later on down the road cause skin cancer. So again, if you're outside, especially between 10 and 4, it's going to be really important to protect yourself from those UV rays. So the most common way that we do that is sunscreen, making sure you're putting on the sunscreen probably about 20 minutes before you go outside. And then it's especially important, I will tell you, everybody forgets to do this, reapply every 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening. Now, yeah, we forget that. We forget that every time. We forget that every time. We put it on one time, girl. We think we good for the next 48 hours. Okay, you said 2 hours, girl. It's not happening. We're not doing that.
Every 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay, now listen. I need you to stick around because I have a dilemma. I have a dilemma. In order for me to do this show, I got to get them their iPads. The reason that it's quiet in my house right now and you don't hear a bunch of kids screaming in the background on the radio is because they're knee deep in devices. One of the kids even has two devices. You say in your safety tips that we got to get them away from the screens. I'm going to talk to Dr. Abigail Miller about how I can do that and keep my sanity when we come back. It is 12:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We are going to reach a high of 71 degrees right now in Cottage Grove. It is 70. It is beautiful. It is breezy. We've got a little cloud cover, but I have heard that it is not supposed to rain today. I'm going to say that out loud and hope it comes true. Now, how do we get started with this segment? My son, Andrew, soon as summer started, broke his pinky finger in three places. He's getting ready to move into a college dorm room with one hand, which means I'm going to have to help him. Okay? Got me thinking about summer safety tips, not just for parents, but for grandparents who are getting their grandbabies for 1 month. And I know grandparents, y'all like to spoil these kids. Y'all don't want to make them do nothing. They can just do whatever they want. You define all the parents' suggestions and schedules. And then you send them back to us and then we got to start all over. But we also got to keep them safe. So we have been talking to Dr. Abigail Miller, Chief Medical Officer at United Healthcare of Minnesota. She's been giving us some great tips about sun and heat protection and also about water and the sports drinks. And I have to ask Dr. Abigail, I got a dilemma because in order to keep my kids quiet so that I can do my show and to have some peace of mind every now and again during the summer months, because I don't have activities for them every second of the day, I got to shove those iPads in their faces and say, sit down and be quiet. Mama got 3 hours on the radio. If y'all want to eat, I got to talk. And the house has got to be quiet. But when I reached out to you to ask for these summer safety tips, one of the things you talked about was getting them away from the screens.
Yes, absolutely. So you are right.
We all recognize that, you know, kids in screens and all of us in screens really are kind of here to stay, right? We work on screens. Kids are going to school with screens. That's important for all of us to be productive. However, we also recognize that those screens, especially for young developing eyes, can affect their vision. So we know that kids who spend most of their time on screens, be it computers or mobile devices, we know that those kids have an 80% increased risk of developing nearsightedness. 80%. So that's why it's so important to make sure that there is screen-free time. So again, you know, limiting the screen time, saying, all right, this is how much time you get each day on screens to, you know, do what you need to do for school, what you need to do for, you know, to catch up with friends, even, you know, a little bit of gaming time. But then we also need screen-free time.
Okay. And I got to know this because I'm a little anal and a little OCD. I've got these three kids with autism. They do better when I have something posted that says from this time to this time, this is what we're going to do. From this time to this time, this is what we're going to do. And then, you know, they stick by that because they're very, you know, they thrive with a very structured environment. Is there a certain number of hours that are better than others? Because I got to know if we've already done, you know, an hour and a half of iPad time so that I can be on the radio, and an hour and a half is all that they can get, then I know that, you know, around 6 o'clock tonight that they don't need to be playing, that we've done an hour and a half. Is there a certain number that we need to hit and then drop off?
So I think I would say for every child is going to be different. Obviously, with really young children, they really don't need screen time. You know, obviously, young children, we should be reading books with them. We should be playing with them and playing outside. Obviously, kids that are in school, they're going to need some screen time, obviously, to get their schoolwork done. But trying to do what you can to limit screen time to say, you know, okay, it's going to be schoolwork, let's do that. Can have a little bit of screen time that's fun and do things like that, you know, to make sure that you're, you know, checking in with your friends, playing some video games. But yeah, making sure there's some screen free time. So, you know, it's sort of going to vary for every age. And certainly there are going to be things, obviously, like we talked about, where you're going to need the screens. But yeah, in the summer, if they're not active with school and, you know, the screens aren't necessary, the summertime is just a really good time to develop those habits of getting away from screens and getting outside.
Okay. Now, you know, I don't know if we chatted about this before today, but several weeks ago, a 4-year-old nonverbal autistic boy, little Waze Ali Muhammad, wandered away from his home in Hopkins and drowned in a nearby river. My family and I have found that these interior combination locks from Amazon are very helpful in keeping our kids safe in the home who wander. So there's a combination lock on the inside of the door instead of the outside. And that keeps our kids from wandering out the house because we had wanderers. And so, you know, with kids with autism, you can't teach them to swim, a lot of them, because they can't follow simple commands. They can't make eye contact. So it's impossible for some autistic children to learn to swim because they can't follow those instructions. Right. And so when he died, I was just trying to think of what could I do. So I partnered with Amazon, took a whole bunch of combination locks out to Hopkins and gave them away to families who have kids on the spectrum. One of the main things you talked about is water safety for those kids who can understand. Enrolling them in swim classes, you say, is a good start.
Yeah. So, yeah, Muhammad's story, that was heartbreaking, just a heartbreaking story. And sadly, this happens too often. Drowning is the number one cause of death for kids ages 1 to 4. So that's why so important to talk about and think about water safety. So we recognize this time of year, you know, we all want to beat the heat. Everybody's going to the lake. Everybody's going to the pool. So a thing that you want to make sure that kids always have with them when we're planning to do water activities, especially kids who just are not good swimmers yet, is a life jacket. And you got to make sure that that life jacket fits them properly. I see too many kids wearing life jackets that are just too big for them, and they're not going to work. So making sure that kids are used to wearing those properly fit life jackets. And frankly, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, you all should be wearing your life jackets too, to just show good, you know, modeling good behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. Another, oh my goodness.
Right. Another really important thing, though, that I just want to make sure that people understand is life jackets are not a substitute for adult supervision. So you're not putting your kids in life jackets and sending them outside. You're going out there with them. You are watching them when they're in the water.
Yeah, it's so important. I can't tell you how many parents I saw napping on the lawn chairs while their kids played in the water this weekend when we were at the water park. I just wanted to go by and you know, slap them on the feet and say, wake up, watch your damn kids. But I didn't do that. I watched my kids and theirs. Dr. Abigail Miller with United Healthcare of Minnesota, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about these safety tips. I am going to work to write a little story so that I can put it online so that folks can print it out at their leisure and share it. I thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today. It was great to be here.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Well, honey, that did not take long. How many days have we been into our summer break? And already, we have been over to Summit Orthopedics. Mm-hmm. Twice. Why? Because my son Andrew, who does not play football, decided that he was going to play football with his friends. He does not know how to properly hold a football. He's 17 now. The last time Andrew played football, he was 5. He might have been 4. He didn't enjoy it then. I don't know why he would want to try to do it now. And so, we had to test out that United Healthcare insurance. Yeah, because he came in the house after just playing, and he didn't want to be quarterback, so he holding and throwing the ball. Well, somebody ran into him, had an accident, hit the ground, went and took an X-ray over at Central Pediatrics with Dr. Morrissey, and they said, "Yep, you got 3 places where the bone in your pinky finger is broken. Here's a referral. Head on over to Summit Orthopedics in Woodbury, over by the Byerly's." Is it Byerly's? No, that is Jerry's, right off of Radio Drive. So we go over there, and he's got all kinds of stuff for his fingers, and we may have to have a surgery, and we've got some pain medication. He's going to be moving into the college dorm without 2 hands, which means mama's going to be doing some heavy lifting. So I'm looking at the other 3 kids and I'm like, look, I need y'all to stay safe this summer. I bought gripper socks because I don't want them sliding around the house and falling. We got a new no running policy. I'm trying to do what I can, but I need some safety tips. We were at a little theme park in Kansas City this past week. We went on a little mini vacation celebrating Andrew graduating from high school with honors before the kids start summer school and he heads off to college. A little family bonding. And it was pretty hot in Kansas City. The first day we got there, it was like 101 degrees, and the kids really wanted to be out there and be in the sun and ride all the rides. It was our first time going, so they were excited. But I think I either touched Daniel or I hugged him, and his whole body was hot. And I looked at his face, and he was beet red. And I was like, okay, we got to get back to the RV because I think we're overheating. And we, you know, the kids don't want to drink water. They want to eat ice cream. I'm like, no, we got to stay hydrated. And I don't even know if milk is a good thing. So, you know, it's just all these things that you don't think about, that we need to make sure as parents and especially as grandparents. I know we got a lot of grandparents listening, and I need y'all to hear me good. These kids, their bodies they're not built like our bodies. Okay, your regular children, we could stay outside all day on our bicycles in this heat. Okay, these kids, they got like 15 minutes before they about to have a heat stroke. I'm gonna need y'all, grandparents, I need y'all to hear me and hear me well. We have to give y'all and us tips to keep these kids safe this summer. Last summer, I let my kids go to my mama's house. And I was so excited because for the whole month of June, it was just supposed to be me. I was going to have a hot girl summer. I had lost 18 ounces. I was not going to have any children. And so I was planning on meeting men whose name I didn't know and go out dancing and having a good time with them and doing things that you do when you don't have kids with men that you meet on the first date. And my mama called me and she said, Daniel's very lethargic and I can't seem to wake him up. So I hopped on the flight in the middle of the night. I went and got Daniel. She let him stay outside in Houston in June all day. And when the kids wanted to come back into play, she was like, nope, y'all go outside, ride your bikes, do your sidewalk chalk, do your bubbles. Y'all not going to be running in and out of here. Well, my kids are overheated. My little Minnesota munchkins, they can't do that 102 degree heat with humidity in Houston for 8 hours a day. She let them kids in to eat lunch, put them back outside. They came in, had a snack, put them back outside, and then they came in for dinner. I went to when Daniel got home, I had to take him to the emergency room. They said, it's just the heat, Miss Brundage. I said, obviously they don't know what they talk about. So I took him to his regular doctor. He said, Shaletta, it's just the heat. I took him to another doctor. He said, Miss Brundage, do you know that the heat will kill you? So needless to say, my parents will be going to take the kids to Houston in like December when it's only 80 degrees because my kids, they're not built like that. And so I wanted to make sure that you weren't just getting these tips from me. Right. This is just what I've experienced with my kids. But the summer safety is so important as grandparents and caregivers and even parents, you know, take their kids out, have new routines, start doing some new things. You've got to be careful. And I don't want anything to happen to anybody's grandchild. So I need y'all to listen up because I have asked Dr. Abigail Miller. She's the chief medical officer for United Healthcare of Minnesota to join me on the show. She's here courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Dr. Abigail, now I just can't thank you enough for taking time off from your Saturday to hang out with me. So let me start by saying thank you.
Oh, Shaletta, you're so welcome. I'm so happy to be here with you today. It's, you know, as you said, it's a cool Saturday, but we know that heat's coming.
That heat is coming. And listen, we think about it. We hopped in that RV and we headed to Kansas and we know the weather's going to be nice. We're like, okay, it's not going to be raining, so we'll be good for the theme park. But we didn't think about those temperatures and how our kids are not adjusting well to those extreme temperatures with regard to the heat.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So we know that kids' bodies do not handle the heat like an adult body does. They tend to get overheated faster than we do. They get dehydrated faster than we do. So it's really important to watch out for those signs.
Okay. And so what are those signs? Because, you know, one of the things that I saw when we were in Kansas City at the theme park is that there were a lot of other RVers and they were grandparents. And this was their like outing, and they had like, it was two elderly people with one of them had six kids, and they were like looking at me like, can you please take them for a little while? We just need a nap. It was I pretty much adopted the children in the RV next to me because the grandparents were just overwhelmed. So what are some of the things that we can look out for? Because like I said, we stayed outside all day. Like, we did not come in until it was time to eat. And sometimes we ate on the porch. Like, mama was a housewife. She wasn't a stay-at-home mom. She was a housewife. She was married to her house. She was not worried about them kids. So y'all go outside and play, ride y'all bikes, go get some activities, head to the park, go to the library, whatever. And you know, it was just so new and different for her to realize that my kids just can't handle this kind of heat in Houston.
Yeah. So you're right. So things that parents and grandparents should be watching for. So one of the first signs that we're getting dehydrated is actually going to be thirst. Our bodies are really good at telling us when they need water. So thirsty, drink when you're thirsty. And water, that's going to be the thing. Remember, your body is 80% water. So when people ask me, you know, what should I drink? Water is going to be best. For young children, obviously, if they're still, using breast milk or regular milk, you know, that's important too for kids, especially for those growing bones. But water, especially once kids are getting a little older, water is going to be key. Sports drinks. Everybody asks me about sports drinks because they have electrolytes, but they also have a lot of sugar. Those sports drinks are formulated for adult bodies. And so really, I tell people water is going to be best. Okay. If you have a picky child, we know there are a lot of kids out there. They want that sort of sweet flavoring. They want fruit flavor. It's okay to add a little fruit juice to the water. Okay. That's going to be just fine as well. Yeah.
Okay. So, that sounds good. So what about the sunscreen and protective clothing? Yeah. Because, I was slathering it up on my kids. And sometimes people think, well, you know, especially, you know, the grandparents who have mixed race grandchildren, they aren't sure if they need sunscreen when they have darker skin.
So sunscreen is really important for everyone. So I will tell you that between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., that is when the sun has the highest level of UV. Again, that UV is that damaging rays. That's the stuff that, you know, causes damage to the skin and can later on down the road cause skin cancer. So again, if you're outside, especially between 10 and 4, going to be really important to protect yourself from those UV rays. So the most common way that we do that is sunscreen, making sure you're putting on the sunscreen probably about 20 minutes before you go outside. And then it's especially important, I will tell you, everybody forgets to do this, reapply every 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening. Now, yeah, we forget that. We forget that every time. We forget that every time. We put it on one time, girl. We think we good for the next 48 hours. Okay, you said 2 hours, girl. It's not happening. We're not doing that.
Every 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay, now, listen. I need you to stick around because I have a dilemma. I have a dilemma. In order for me to do this show, I got to get them their iPads. The reason that it's quiet in my house right now and you don't hear a bunch of kids screaming in the background on the radio is because they're knee deep in devices. One of the kids even has two devices. You say in your safety tips that we got to get them away from the screens. I'm going to talk to Dr. Abigail Miller about how I can do that and keep my sanity when we come back. It is 12:49. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We are going to reach a high of 71 degrees right now in Cottage Grove. It is 70. It is beautiful. It is breezy. We've got a little cloud cover, but I have heard that it is not supposed to rain today. I'm going to say that out loud and hope it comes true. Now, how do we get started with this segment? My son, Andrew, soon as summer started, broke his pinky finger in three places. He's getting ready to move into a college dorm room with one hand, which means I'm going to have to help him. okay, got me thinking about summer safety tips, not just for parents, but for grandparents who are getting their grandbabies for 1 month. And I know grandparents, y'all like to spoil these kids. Y'all don't want to make them do nothing. They can just do whatever they want. You'll define all the parents' suggestions and schedules. Yeah, you send them back to us, and then we got to start all over. But we also got to keep them safe. So we have been talking to Dr. Abigail Miller, Chief Medical Officer at United Healthcare of Minnesota. She's been giving us some great tips about sun and heat protection, and also about water and the sports drinks. And I have to ask, Dr. Abigail, I got a dilemma, because in order to keep my kids quiet so that I can do my show and to have some peace of mind every now and again during the summer months, because I don't have activities for them every second of the day, I got to shove those iPads in their faces and say, sit down and be quiet. Mama got 3 hours on the radio. If y'all want to eat, I got to talk, and the house has got to be quiet. But when I reached out to you to ask for these summer safety tips, one of the things you talked about was getting them away from the screens.
Yes, absolutely. So you are right. We all recognize that, you know, kids and screens, and all of us in screens, really are kind of here to stay, right? We work on screens. Kids are going to school with screens. That's important for all of us to be productive. However, we also recognize that those screens, especially for young developing eyes, can affect their vision. So we know that kids who spend most of their time on screens, be it computers or mobile devices, we know that those kids have an 80% increased risk of developing nearsightedness. 80%. So that's why it's so important to make sure that there is screen-free time. So again, you know, limiting the screen time, saying, all right, this is how much time you get each day on screens to, you know, do what you need to do for school, what you need to do for, you know, to catch up with friends, even, you know, a little bit of gaming time. But then we also need screen-free time.
Okay. And I got to know this, because I'm a little anal and a little OCD. I've got these 3 kids with autism. They do better when I have something posted that says from this time to this time, this is what we're going to do. From this time to this time, this is what we're going to do. And then, you know, they stick by that because they're very, you know, they thrive with a very structured environment. Is there a certain number of hours that are better than others? Because I got to know if we've already done, you know, an hour and a half of iPad time so that I can be on the radio, and an hour and a half is all that they can get, then I know that, you know, around 6 o'clock tonight that they don't need to be playing, that we've done an hour and a half. Is there a certain number that we need to hit and then drop off?
So I think I would say for every child is going to be different. Obviously, with really young children, they really don't need screen time. You know, obviously, young children, we should be reading books with them. We should be playing with them and playing outside. Obviously, kids that are in school, they're going to need some screen time, obviously, to get their schoolwork done. But trying to do what you can to limit screen time to say, you know, okay, it's going to be schoolwork, let's do that. Can have a little bit of screen time that's fun and do things like that, you know, to make sure that you're, you know, checking in with your friends, playing some video games. But yeah, making sure there's some screen free time. So, you know, it's sort of going to vary for every age. And certainly there are going to be things, obviously, like we talked about, where you're going to need the screens. But yeah, in the summer, if they're not active with school and, you know, the screens aren't necessary, the summertime is just a really good time to develop those habits of getting away from screens and getting outside.
Okay. Now, you know, I don't know if we chatted about this before today, but several weeks ago, a 4-year-old nonverbal autistic boy, Lil Waze Ali Muhammad, wandered away from his home in Hopkins and drowned in a nearby river. My family and I have found that these interior combination locks from Amazon are very helpful in keeping our kids safe in the home who wander. So there's a combination lock on the inside of the door instead of the outside, and that keeps our kids from wandering out the house, because we had wanderers And so, you know, with kids with autism, you can't teach them to swim, a lot of them, because they can't follow simple commands. They can't make eye contact. So it's impossible for some autistic children to learn to swim because they can't follow those instructions. Right. And so when he died, I was just trying to think of what could I do. So I partnered with Amazon, took a whole bunch of combination locks out to Hopkins and gave them away to families who have kids on the spectrum. One of the main things you talked about is water safety for those kids who can understand. Enrolling them in swim classes, you say, is a good start.
Yeah. So, yeah, Muhammad's story, that was heartbreaking, just a heartbreaking story. And sadly, this happens too often. Drowning is the number one cause of death for kids ages 1 to 4. So that's why it's so important to talk about and think about water safety. So we recognize this time of year, you know, we all want to beat the heat. Everybody's going to the lake. Everybody's going to the pool. So a thing that you want to make sure that kids always have with them when we're planning to do water activities, especially kids who just are not good swimmers yet, is a life jacket. And you got to make sure that that life jacket fits them properly. I see too many kids wearing life jackets that are just too big for them and they're not going to work. So making sure that kids are used to wearing those properly fit life jackets. And frankly, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, you all should be wearing your life jackets too, to just show good, you know, modeling good behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. Another, oh my goodness.
Right. Another really important thing though, that I just want to make sure that people understand, is life jackets are not a substitute for adult supervision. So you're not putting your kids in life jackets and sending them outside. You're going out there with them. You are watching them when they're in the water.
Yeah, it's so important. I can't tell you how many parents I saw napping on the lawn chairs while their kids played in the water this weekend when we were at the water park. I just wanted to go by and you know, slap them on the feet and say, wake up, watch your damn kids. But I didn't do that. I watched my kids and theirs. Dr. Abigail Miller with United Healthcare of Minnesota, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about these safety tips. I am going to work to write a little story so that I can put it online so that folks can print it out at their leisure and share it. I thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today. It was great to be here.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.